Is Macy Gray here yet? She's not here yet. No. I thought she was here. I thought she was in the Bristol Farms green room.
Oh.
In there hanging out.
Was she here and then left, or what did we...
She's still in there doing bong rips.
Is she a Frank Army member?
I'm getting high and I choked. Give me some water before I go in there.
Oh, man.
All right.
You know.
Still waiting on Macy to get in here, but... Yeah, she's going to be performing at the San Juan Capistrano at the Coach House this Sunday, November 10th, thecoachhouse.com. She's going to perform her debut album on How Life Is from 1999, which includes that smash hit. I Try in its entirety in front of an intimate audience.
Yeah, it's a good way to see her. That song, when it came out, it was literally everywhere. You turn on the TV, every radio station was playing it. It was an enormous hit song.
Because it was so unique. I mean, because Macy has that voice that, like I said...
You know exactly
like,
who it is.
Yeah, that's the problem. She could never do any voiceover work, I don't think.
You'd
because
like,
to be like, that cartoon fish is Macy Gray. Or sounds just like Macy Gray.
It was kind of cool, though, that she said there's nobody else that sounds like her.
If you have, and every time somebody has a raspy voice, whether you're on one of these X Factors or American Idol or something, it's like, I love that rasp, that rawness in your voice right there. Everyone loves that. Not everybody can have that or recreate it. And you can always tell when it's faked, but not with Macy Gray.
Right.
It's the genuine thing.
Sort of like whenever I had a little bit of a cold or like I felt like sore throat or laryngitis was kicking in, and then you could try to sing. You're like, oh, I love when I sound like this. I love it. I'll try.
Yes.
Sing. Oh, I love it. I love having a cold.
I remember, I got sick. I think back when I was in Denver doing mornings, and I was sick in right around the throat, vocal cords, whatever, and I ended up having this was a super deep voice.
Yeah.
And I went in and cut liners like that. The program director was like, can you come in, you know, I'm like, I'm sick, I gotta go home, dude. He's like, can you come back and cut liners? Your voice is awesome right now. I'm like, all right, I guess I will. You're listening to Alice 106.
Oh, we love it.
We're rocking out.
We love it.
This is awesome. All right, Macy Gray here. All right, get her on in here.
We gotta talk to Macy. Legendary.
Oh, there she is.
Macy Gray.
Come on in here.
Look at you, girl.
Have a seat.
Come in. Hang out.
Good to see you.
We're just talking about you and how awesome you are. You know.
Keep talking like that.
Yep. Everybody likes to hear that.
Yeah, that those sweet tones of the Macy Gray voice. I was saying how you probably haven't been asked to do like any like cartoon voiceover work because everyone's like, you know, that cartoon fish is Macy Gray. I swear it sounds just like her because your voice is so
unique.
I can name that voice in one note.
Which is cool. No one sounds like you, Macy Gray.
That's probably a good thing. Good for them.
You gotta love how you sound.
I know, but people call my house and they say, is your mother home? You know, stuff like that.
Oh.
I don't know what happened.
Well, that's the way to get out of it. I heard telemarketers.
I try to talk darker. I mean, I try to talk, you know, deeper.
Yeah. Like a grown-up.
Hey, hello. How's that?
Oh, that's sexy,
that's
Macy
nice.
Gray.
Like a grown-up?
Not too bad. But yeah, if you want to get away from telemarketers, all you have to do is tell them that you're younger than 18 years old, and they'll take your...
I do!
My mommy's not home!
I'll be like, no, she's not here. When she comes home, I don't know. She never comes home.
By myself. And all of a sudden, Child Protective Services knocking on the door. Like, wait, what?
She's never here.
Do you sound like your mom or your dad or anybody in your family? Do you have that similar, like an auntie or something?
Like, when I yell, I sound just like my mother.
Yeah, I think that happens to all of us. Yeah, I'm like, oh, my God. What do I
in tone or the things you say? I mean, you hear your mom. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I am going to turn this car around. Oh, my God, Mom.
I know you always end up being your mother, no matter how hard you fight it. You end up being your mom.
Because you got three kids, right?
I have three, yeah. They're all going to be me.
Do they sound like you?
Not at all. None of them got my voice.
No, but no singers in the family, then?
They all, like, you know, like... I dragged them to piano lessons since they were little, but so they all know music. But you know, my youngest daughter has a really nice voice, but I don't know if she, you know, she's going to pursue it and all that stuff.
If you didn't get into performing and entertainment, I mean, it says here in your bio that you went to like film school in the 80s with Ali Sheedy and Rob Lowe at UCLA.
Oh,
so
wow.
You always planned on doing something in entertainment, but if that wouldn't have happened. And you could do anything else. What's outside of entertainment? What would Macy Gray be doing right now?
I'd be a mobster. I'd be a criminal.
Criminal. I know. Like, my fantasy is to be a part of a bank heist.
Yeah, he wants to be a... yeah.
I know.
That'd be so awesome, just to rob a bank with Macy Gray.
It does look glamorous in TV and movies, but it's
like
probably...
Like, the Goodfellas.
Yes, but it's,
they had so much fun.
They do. But it's probably a lot of hard work. And then you got to constantly live your life looking over your shoulder like, oh, God, somebody's going to whack me.
I know. But not if you're good at it, maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe if you just do bank robbers. I don't think anybody wants to hurt.
Then you
got to
come
robbers.
Up with a bank robber name.
No,
that's
what's cool.
Your bandit.
They give you one. I mean, they give you the bandit name, whatever you're going to be. Yeah,
what would your name be?
Mine?
Your bank robber name.
Oh.
You've got to come up with that.
Well, so I think I'd be great because I have one of those faces that, you go to like an amusement park and they have the caricature artist. They try to draw you a caricature of yourself.
They can never
and
draw
And no one
you.
Can draw me because mm-hmm. I'm just so, I mean, everything on me is kind of normal. So I can blend in. I'm the man of 1,000 faces. I can just disappear into the crowd. I don't even need
different.
A getaway car.
Yeah, you do
I can be carrying
different.
A bag of cash and no one's going to recognize me.
You do look different all the time. I look the same since high school.
I know. See, I get arrested right away.
Did Macy Gray just try to rob us?
Because I'm white. You'd be like, yeah, she did it.
That was Macy Gray, I think.
Her white house money. It was her. It was coughing her
Damn
son.
It.
It's true, too.
I got to say, too, people who follow you on Twitter must love it because you're one of those tweeters. You answer your fans. You, like, respond back to them. A lot of people don't, Macy.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's fun. I don't really tweet a lot, but when I go on, I like check
You sit
everybody.
Down and you answer people and you go back
yeah,
and forth.
Yeah, yeah. Some people are really nice.
Yeah, but some people are not.
I know.
You get the haters on Twitter. People can be brutal on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't get why they go on your Twitter if they hate you.
Right, I never understood that either. You're
That's the internet.
You're
That's
a
what
fan
it's
and
about.
You're following
I
me.
I know, just hating people.
It's about haters. It's not about love on the internet. It's just like you
That's
get
true.
Hide behind your computer and say anything you want. And never, it's never going to be anything good.
Right. Like, why are
That's
you following
true,
me?
Nobody knows who you are.
That's true.
But if you want to be up close to Macy Gray in an intimate setting, you can go to the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano this Sunday. You're performing your album on How Life Is in its entirety. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, it's like a 14th anniversary tour we're doing. It's really fun. We've done a bunch of shows already, and they've all sold out, and we had a blast, you know.
I mean, we were talking earlier. That your song, I'll Try... It was enormous, Macy. I mean,
yeah.
You could, the TV, every radio station, it was an enormous song that every single person knows.
I know, it still is.
I know. When you're out, do you hear somebody in the background, like you're in Target, and you hear somebody go, I'll try. Like,
yeah, they do that all the time. So irritating.
Okay, like, that's irritating, people. If you see Macy Gray, don't go up to him like, I'll try. Don't do that.
I know. That'd be like if you guys were out, and I was like... KLO.
Like, all right, I get it.
Right. But I guess it's weird. I'm sure it's irritating, but it's their way of going, saying, oh my God, I love you and I know you and I don't know what else to say to you.
Yeah,
and, it's like one of those weird things.
Yeah, that was cool.
Macy Gray hanging out with us. We're going to take a break. Come right back with more Macy Gray. We're going to find out some more things about her and the and her personal, digging deep into her personal history. We're going to find out... the wins and the hows Macy Gray lost her virginity. When we come back, all right?
Awesome.
We are Heidi and Frank.
Let me make something.
Introducing AT&T Next.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.